USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A governor in eastern Ukraine says far fewer people were willing to evacuate after a missile strike on a train station that killed dozens on Friday. The governor wrote on Telegram that nearly 600 people were helped by volunteers to escape the province. Ukraine's state railway company said it was trying to evacuate as many people as possible. 52 people were killed in the missile strike, 100 were injured. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv.
You're looking good. Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to see you. What a fantastic to see you. How are you? You're looking well.
Yes.
Unbelievable considering what you've
done. Johnson's pledging military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems. He already promised an additional $130 million worth of high-grade military equipment to the country. Zelensky called on other Western leaders to follow the UK's example. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta were cleared by a jury, but that same panel deadlocked on 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. Former federal prosecutor Patrick Miles tells television station WZZM that he was surprised of the outcome considering that other co-defendants had secured plea deals.
When you have two of their co-defendants who were cooperating with the prosecution because they had pled guilty, and you have undercover FBI agents testifying, usually that should be sufficient to persuade a jury, but in this case, it just wasn't.
Fox and Croft remain in custody as the government decides whether to have a new trial. The major indexes on Wall Street ended the week on a low note. They also remain down for the year to date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The sports world is remembering Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins. Haskins was working out with teammates in South Florida getting ready for the next season. Early Saturday morning, he was hit by a dump truck on a highway. A spokeswoman for the Florida Highway Patrol says he was attempting to cross the westbound lanes of I-595. Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin said he was devastated and at a loss for words, adding Haskins was one of the team's hardest workers on the field and in the community. The 24-year-old spent two seasons with the Washington Commanders before signing with the Steelers last season. Federal authorities are ready to put their foot down when it comes to unruly passengers in the friendly skies. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
The Federal Aviation Administration said on Friday it wants to impose its largest ever fines on two airline passengers involved in violent incidents last summer. The FAA has proposed a civil penalty of just under $82,000 against a passenger who struck a flight attendant on the head, tried to open a cabin door and headbutted and spit and tried to kick crew members and passengers even after she was placed in flexible handcuffs. The FAA also seeking a fine of just over $77,000 against a woman who tried to open a cabin door during a flight and bite another passenger repeatedly before she was restrained by the crew. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.